Were you running late because you were having too much fun in the bidet?
Oh man, there was too much Valiant talk happening.
In the bidet?
There was well, I was talking to my bidet about Valiant Comics.
What did the bidet have to say?
The bidet loves Valiant Comics. The bidet
Really?
says that she keeps a stack of Valiant Comics next to her.
Wow, is she loving the current stuff, or is she just the retro? That's all she wants.
She loves all the stuff.
All the
She
stuff,
loves all
man.
the stuff.
What a trooper. What a fan.
Yes. My apologies for being late. I wanted to imitate my idol, Bill Bohmer, and be super late to this podcast.
Don't worry about it. I was doing mic checks the whole time, so.
Call echo test, mic check. Call echo test, mic check, hang up. Call echo test, mic check, hang up. I love it.
Silverspun spin up. Silverspun spin ups.
Were you doing your vocal exercises?
Yes,
Yes.
as you well know,
That's fantastic.
which includes songs by Prince or The Time, depending on what I'm feeling like. But today I'm feeling a little bit naughty, so of course it was Vanity Six
Oh my
off of.
God, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. Well, I could have went Apollonia Six, but let's keep it above board.
Oh, deep cut, Nick. We get made fun of sometimes on the show.
What?
By the way, I've been drinking.
Oh, what did we have to drink?
My favorite gin right now is Nollet's dry gin.
Oh yeah, you had some of that last night.
I did. I last night
Yeah.
was fantastic. I drank way too much Nollet's, and I was reading Promethea. And let me tell you, the two don't mix very well.
There's a lot of reading in
There
Promethea,
is a
for
lot of
sure.
reading, and let me tell you, when you have a lot of Nollet's, very hard to read.
But other than that, it sounds like really the perfect night. You have a little drinky poo, you have some comics that you're
It
reading,
was
you're
great.
listening to music.
It was great. This morning, I went to work. I went to my office.
Oh boy.
I had some stuff to finish up. So, I mean, I left by like noon. I was
Happy Father's Day.
th yes, thank you.
I'm sure the people at your office all wished you a Happy Father's Day as well.
It was weird. I had my alarm set starting at 6:45, and I woke up at 6:30. I woke up at 6:30, so I turned off all my alarms. As you know, I am terrible with alarms. I set an alarm. I set 12 alarms, one every 5 minutes, just in case. Just in case. I woke up
How
at
many
six.
extra alarms did you set because of the knowledge?
Zero.
Oh.
Zero. But I woke up at 6:30 in the morning, and I felt great. It was really weird because I drank a lot of Nollet's last night. But I woke up at 6:30 this morning, and I woke up and I was like, "Man, I don't remember going to sleep, but I feel pretty good." Last night, my nieces and nephews stayed over last night.
Nice.
So yesterday, we had a this is a story, a very fancy Father's Day lunch. Very fancy. So Friday, my wife texts me, right? And she's like, "Hey, we're gonna have Father's Day lunch with my parents." And I said, "Cool. When are we going?" She said, "Saturday at 1." I said, "All right, no problem." I was like, "I got to work for a couple hours on Saturday. There's just a lot going on right now at work." I was like, "I got to work for a couple hours on Saturday, but I'll be home by like 12:30." She's like, "That's fine. We're gonna go to Anderson at 1." I said, "All right, cool." So Saturday morning, I get up, I go to work, come home, take a shower, and it's like, "All right, where are we going?" And this is where Martin became not very happy.
Oh no.
Because my wife says, "Well, we're going to eat," because she knows that I will not be happy. I said, "Oh, okay, we're going to go eat." I was like, "Your parents and your brother, I guess?" She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Jeremy's going to bring his kids or whatever, and we're going to hang out." I said, "All right, that's fine. Where are we going?" I'm gonna give you an opportunity to guess.
Okay, so it's not a local place.
No, it is not local.
It's a chain or someplace that I've heard of. Like, we don't have Piggly Wiggly in Illinois, but I know what Piggly Wiggly
is. Sure, sure.
Old Country Buffet.
That is too high class.
Whoa. Okay. Oh, boy. Bob Evans.
Nope.
Good God. Oh. McDonald's?
Might as well. So the second time I ask my wife, where are we going? She tells me, and the answer to the question is CeCe's Pizza.
Hey, that's an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet.
So I say to my wife, come again? And she says, I know, we're going to CeCe's Pizza. And I said, it's Father's Day. Whose idea was it to go to CeCe's Pizza? And of course, it's her mom's idea, because we're going to be there with the kids, and my wife's brother's going to be there with his kids. Mm-hmm. And so they want a place that's really kid-friendly, where, like, after we're done eating, the kids can go roam around and not worry about it, because CeCe's has, like, a little arcade thing in the back. And so she chose CeCe's Pizza. And let me tell you, Nick, I love pizza. Yes, go ahead.
Before we break down how crappy CeCe's is, I've never been to it. I've only heard, who is it, Mike Norton?
Mm.
The artist? He loves himself some CeCe's Pizza. That's the only person that I've ever heard talking about CeCe's Pizza. But I saw the commercial for CeCe's Pizza, and I didn't think any of the pizza looked great, but I was sort of surprised at a pizza bar that they actually had flatbread pizza.
They do.
Which I was a little surprised. But let me just back up your mother-in-law.
Yes.
I think it's impressive to be like, look, we have kids. Kids don't want to just sit there while adults talk. So let's get them to a place where they can go entertain themselves. We don't have to entertain them, and they're not going to be a burden on anyone around us.
Yes.
So that is a, you know, you're not going to be going to this high class establishment that has, you know, a McDonald's Playland behind it. So be happy you're not at McDonald's.
Well, and here's the thing. Let me just say this. So, you know, like, I don't care about stuff, right? Like, I don't care to have stuff. So, like, and this came up today again. I'll get to that later. I don't need to go to, like, some fancy restaurant for Father's Day, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's just another day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But my thing was, like, if we're actually going to take the time out to go somewhere, I would prefer it not to be an all-you-can-eat pizza place where literally for the four of us to eat cost me $24.
See, it's price efficient as well.
I mean, it is. So don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about that. But the thing is, like, I would have wanted something else. You know what I mean?
I get it. But then everyone else might have to pay a little bit more, and you don't have the entertainment value for the kids.
Well, and that's very true.
And I hate to say it, like, if you're that steadfast against it, that then you should have thrown out, how about if we go to here, and then we go to an arcade or go bowling afterwards. And then that's where the kids can just run around and be monsters if they want to be monsters.
Again, I'm not steadfast against it. CeCe's Pizza actually has pretty decent pizza. Oddly enough.
I want you to go through this entire thing.
I'll go through it. So okay. They don't have Chicago-style deep dish casserole. Because that's not pizza. But they do have, like, kind of New York style pizza.
Very toxic, just to throw that out.
I mean, not really. It's just like, you know, like generic pizza, right? Like triangle pizza.
Cheapo thin pizza.
But I will say, and you brought it up, the thin crust, mm-hmm. The flatbread pizza. I think CeCe's may have some of the best flatbread pizza you can get anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now walk me through. Like I said, I've never been in one. I've only seen a commercial of, like, a pizza buffet that looked like it had 6 to 8 pizzas in the commercial. Now tell me the reality. Give me the layout.
I'll give you the layout. So
is it like Ponderosa, where it's like there's a salad bar over here, there's a dessert area over here? Like,
kind of.
I need to know everything about this all-you-can-eat place.
So there's basically two sections. So one is the food section, and the other is the dessert section. Okay? It's two lines. Most of them are set up the same way. Like, the food section is connected to the kitchen. It wraps around the kitchen. Right? So they make the pizzas and put them there. And then the dessert section is like Ponderosa or Ruby Tuesdays, where they have a salad bar.
Yeah.
It's like a separate island, separate from the main food section. So in the main food section, there's three sections. The first section is a salad station, right? So you have just regular shitty iceberg lettuce that nobody should ever eat. Then you have delicious romaine lettuce, which every salad should only be comprised of romaine lettuce. And then like other greens like spinach and broccoli. There's like different kinds of olives, banana peppers, jalapenos, onions, croutons, mushrooms, like salad stuff.
Is it your regular salad bar? Just an average, like if you go into Pizza Hut,
basically
that's the salad bar.
Basically,
you're gonna get.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing.
I'm telling you right now, I'm already at this point where the price point's going to dictate my excitement level.
Dude, it's like $6 or $7 to eat there.
Right. So I can't, that's what I'm saying. My excitement, like I've harnessed down my excitement level of like, you won't believe the salad bar. There's 65 different items. No. You're spending $7, people. This isn't like going to an all you can eat buffet at the Hilton.
I mean, they have like 9 different kinds of dressing. How much more could you want?
Well, if I'm at the Hilton all-you-can-eat Father's Day buffet, guess what? I want a shit ton of stuff, but I'm also spending $85 to go there.
Right. So that's one section of the main bar. Then the next section is pizza, and they have most of them are roughly about the same, like 12 different pizzas. Okay,
so that's pretty good for a salad. I've been to Home Run Inn Pizza, and I've been to Aurelio's Pizza here, which they have many locations, at least in Illinois, that I know of. And both of their, like, all-you-can-eat pizza buffets, the only thing you haven't described is soup. At both of those, you get at least 2 soups. But I would say the pizza selection, if you're lucky, you get 7 to 8. Usually it's about 6. So to hear CC's has that much, that's impressive.
So I don't think CC's has soup. I've never seen it. And I also never look for it. But I do know that Pizza Inn does have 2 soups. So maybe CC's doesn't have soup.
For $7, I don't expect
that. Right? Like, what do you expect?
But I also, to be honest with you, I expected, if in my head, a $7 pizza buffet should be cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza, sausage pizza, and a vegetarian pizza. That's it. You get 4 selections.
So
you're out.
So here's at every CC's. Matter of fact, at any like buffet pizza place that I've been to here, it's usually the same choices. I think CC's actually has more choices. So you're always gonna have a pepperoni. You're always gonna have just the cheese. And you're always going to have a spinach, okay, at any, like, buffet pizza place that I've been to. CC's will also have – so they had barbecue chicken. They had, kind of a supreme sort of, but not really, because it had, like, mushrooms and peppers and onions. There was not a Hawaiian, but a ham – pizza.
Ooh.
So no pineapple.
Just ham and cheese?
Ham and cheese, but it's a white sauce instead of the red sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's very good.
Now, have you described the flatbread yet?
I have not got the flatbread.
I assumed the flatbread was going to be your chicken pizza or a Hawaiian pizza. That's sort of what I expected. I
have not gotten to the flatbread.
All right, go on.
So I had the quote-unquote supreme pepperoni, barbecue chicken, the spinach, just like like a white sauce pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese pizza.
What?
Yeah, it's white sauce pizza with macaroni and cheese on top. It's delicious.
Wow. We are in America. Jiminy Christmas.
The jalapeno and pepperoni.
Ooh, it's hello.
Very good.
God dang, you're making me want to go to CC's.
You should find one and go to it. Wow. I would say the spinach one and the jalapeno pepperoni are the best ones there.
Really? Just a spinach? Just plain old spinach?
Yep. Just a now, plain old pizza with spinach on it.
Is it garlic, like infused spinach type of thing? Or is it just spinach?
I think it's just spinach.
Dang.
It doesn't taste garlicky. There's probably like another one that I'm just... Oh, I think there was just like a mushroom one. No, it was just a chicken one. Like a chicken pizza. And that's just the regular triangle pizzas. And then in the flatbread pizzas, they had...
Pizzas?
They had... Yeah. They had...
More than one.
They had a spinach as a flatbread.
Yeah. Okay.
They had a pepperoni and cheese as a flatbread.
Mm.
And they had the barbecue chicken as a flatbread.
Dang. This sounds all right. I'm liking this mother-in-law of yours. Way to go.
And I got
to
tell you, the flatbread pizza was... the best there, because some of the other ones, the bread got a little soggy, the dough got a little soggy, like the mac and cheese one.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the cheese sauce on the mac and cheese, it was a little soggy, because like you gotta remember, it's buffet pizza, so they're making it as cheaply as possible.
For
right
sure.
So like even though we're saying like regular pizza and flatbread, like literally the regular pizza is probably thinner than the flatbread. Right, it's like it's probably like a millimeter thick. I think the only difference is probably that the flatbread pizzas, they make them square or rectangular instead of circular, and they probably cook them longer because they were crispier crusts than the regular ones.
Could they just be fresh out of the oven, and that's what made them a little bit better?
That's possible.
Because I always do like if I see that like the pepperoni's down a little bit. I won't grab that crap piece. I'm just gonna sit down and wait for somebody to bring out a fresh new pie. Because I'm not like I'm only gonna eat sausage. That's it. I'm a garbage disposal. Good God, for pizza? Hell yeah.
Yeah,
like
me too.
Everything you just named off, sign me up. And I hate to say it, you could name off any type of pizza, and I won't say no to it.
I mean, how can you go wrong with pizza?
Right. So I'll just sit there and wait for the waitress or waiter to come out with a fresh new pie, and that's when I go up.
And look, I make fun of Chicago-style pizza, but Chicago-style pizza is delicious.
It is. You can only eat three pieces.
Yeah, you can't eat a whole lot.
No. But that's why the pizza buffet's so awesome.
You're right.
I love the flatbread idea. Oh.
It was good, man. I'm telling you.
Sounds awesome.
So you have all those pizzas, and then and you also have the cheese sticks.
Oh,
right. Which is basically just like I love Sicilian pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to Chicago style, except square, and it tastes a little more bready, a little more yeasty than Chicago style does.
Rose, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they make the cheese sticks in like a Sicilian style pizza. So it's basically just the dough and cheese, right? No sauce. That's the cheese stick. And let me tell you.
They could just take the same dough for the regular pizza or the flatbread, throw some cheese on that, and be like, that's your cheese stick.
Well, probably, but the regular pizza is really thin. The cheese sticks are thick. They're like Sicilian pizza.
I'm just saying no one would complain.
Oh, sure. Let me tell you, if you ever go to CC's, the best part of CC's is always the cheese sticks.
Dang! All
any,
right,
any CC's that you go to.
Dang it! See, you're selling me on this, dude.
They're freaking good, dude. Every time I go, I always make sure every plate I get always two cheese sticks on it.
Mm. Now, do you do the cheese sticks with your salad, or are you just carb loading with the pizza?
Nope, I do the cheese sticks with my salad, but I eat my salad, so I get my veggies in, and then I get my cheese sticks. And then when I go get pizza, I get more cheese sticks. And then when I get more pizza, I get more cheese sticks.
I mean, you're a professional at CC's, it sounds like.
CC's is great.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it like it's garbage food because it is. But let me tell you, so is Taco Bell, and Taco Bell's delicious. There is nothing wrong with
Taco
garbage
Bell
food.
Of pizza.
You goddamn right.
That's the way it sounds.
You goddamn right. So
we love it and respect it.
You have all the pizzas, and then you have a pasta station.
What?
Which that may be where the soup is, but I never see it because the pasta has the open pots, and I think the soup has the closed pots. But you can get like macaroni noodles.
Is that where the kids hang out? That type of thing?
No. Like, I always get macaroni noodles with the white sauce.
I don't know.
Because they have really good white sauce.
Huh.
Yeah. So you get, you have the noodles.
They have ravioli. Do they have any stuff?
No raviolis. It's just the plain macaroni noodles.
All right. Can you help me out here?
Yes.
Because I don't do a lot of buffets because, as I've told you many times, the wife is allergic to 15 different items. Number one, garlic. Guess what's in a buffet for flavor and seasoning?
Mm-hmm,
garlic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we usually avoid those completely. But I see commercials for Golden Corral.
Ah. It's good. A lot of MSG.
I've never been. But every time they show those dumb commercials and it's like Prime Rib Wednesday or, you know, Smokehouse Ribs Thursday, I'm always like, dang, that looks good. I know it's garbage, but it looks good. Now, have you been to a Golden Corral?
Oh, yeah.
Variety-wise, and then I want you to rank both of them. Variety-wise, quality-wise, the big thing with any all-you-can-eat buffet is, are you turning the stuff out quick enough to like, oh, that pasta's been sitting there for 3 hours.
Mm.
I know this because I've been here for 3 hours.
All right, here's the thing. If you were to tell me, do you want to go to Golden Corral or do you want to go to CeCe's Pizza, I will tell you that I want to go to CeCe's Pizza.
Without even a thought.
Without a thought.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I love pizza.
Episode title.
I love pizza. Okay? I don't care what's on the pizza. Okay?
You're so controversial with your views.
Look, here's the basic recipe for pizza. It is
guys, I'm gonna tell you something that might be a little controversial. Hi, I'm Mark Ferretti. I like pizza. and I'm Nick Wetmore. I like hot dogs.
So, all right, pizza is dough, sauce, cheese, in parentheses, topping.
Yes, and you really even don't need that. If that red sauce or white sauce is awesome,
yeah,
or
you're
the
right.
Cheese is a little higher quality, you don't even need any toppings.
Yeah, so step two and three is actually kind of optional because you can have a good bread with a great sauce, no cheese, no toppings. You can have a great bread, no sauce, great cheese, no toppings.
Actually, I hate to even say this. You give me, because I've been to a few. Granted, Chicago is not like New York. I'll bow down to New York. No big deal.
Got them right.
But you give me even a pizza crust that is head and shoulders above other pizza places. Then you could slap on subpar sauce and cheese. And that's a damn good pizza because that crust is so good.
So I don't know if you know this, but my last name is Ferretti, which means my family is Italian. So let me tell you about pizza.
Hey.
A traditional style pizza actually has very little cheese and sauce. Right. So if you get like a Neapolitan pizza, which is kind of what the New York style pizza is, it is very little sauce. So on like a full pizza pie, you might have like 3 ounces of sauce, which is like less than a ladleful. And you would literally use like sliced mozzarella, not like shredded, right? So you put like 5 or 6 pieces of mozzarella on top, and that would be your pizza. So really, ultimately, the pizza is about the crust.
Amen. So, now give me the pros and cons, the do's, the don'ts. Give me a comparison between CeCe's and Golden Corral, because I haven't been to either.
All right, so Golden Corral does have pizza.
Mm.
It is not good.
Okay.
Golden Corral pizza is quite literally if you take a public school cafeteria pizza and you just like hang on to it for a day or two and then you put it on the Golden Corral buffet, that's what that is.
So it's pizza for babies.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's not good.
But what about their other stuff? They, what about the variety?
They do have good other stuff. Okay. Like the chickens are great. I'm not a big fan of chicken. Mm-hmm. In fact, most chicken just like gives me a gag reflex. And this is kind of recent, by the way. Probably within like the last 6 months. Just like I taste chicken and it just tastes like asshole. And like, it doesn't matter like where I go or like what cut of chicken I get or what brand of chicken or not, like it doesn't matter. Like the last 6 months, chicken just tastes terrible to me. So I have actually, I quit buying chicken. Like if we have chicken at home, it's because my wife bought it. Right. So anyways, they have some good chicken. Like the bourbon chicken is really good.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, the it's not steak, but like the meat station is really good.
Dang, like, this is very surprising.
Yeah, no, because they grill the meat right there, and as soon as it's done, they bring it out to the slab to cut it, and people know that it's fresh, so like it's always out. Like the meat is the freshest thing in there.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
At least here. I don't know about in Chicago. You might have a bunch of vegan hipsters. Sorry, Bill Wilmer.
Yeah, we do have that. We do have that.
Yeah. But here I'm in the South and there's a lot of barbecue and grilling and steaks and just, you know, like burgers, hot dogs.
Sure.
So, the meat goes quick there, but like even the sides are good. I mean, you can get all kinds of sides, you know, like rice, smashed potatoes, French fries, okra. I love okra. Fried okra is the best thing about Southern food. Second to catfish.
Yeah, true.
Fried okra is just delicious. Fresh okra?
I would say hush puppies.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll put that behind the okra. So catfish, okay. Okra, hush puppies.
Is pretty good.
Yeah. I'll give you that. But
now give me CC's dessert. Table. What the hell is that about?
So on the dessert tables, they had some like leftover pizzas. So like the pizzas that were not the freshest, they would move from the bar to the dessert table.
What? Cause,
yeah, because they figure like, hey, you're getting dessert. Maybe you want to get a slice of pizza too. So there's like a couple pizzas there.
Huh.
But then you have the dessert pizza. So they have like cinnamon rolls, just like regular cinnamon rolls, which are fine. There's like a cinnamon roll pizza, which I don't know why, because you have cinnamon rolls. The best one is I want to call it vanilla cream pizza.
Vanilla cream pizza. Yeah.
It's a pizza, but the topping is like the Boston cream filling. You know what I mean? The donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that with like a little brown sugar on top.
Damn.
So it's very sweet.
Yeah, well, of course.
But I mean, I think they cut the dessert pizzas a little bit smaller, so they're smaller slices.
You ain't going to no Golden Corral or CC's to watch your waistline,
yeah,
for
no
God's
kidding.
Sakes.
No kidding. And then, like, brownies, and I'm sure there's some other stuff. I don't know. I don't usually get dessert there. I go for the pizza. I get salad, pizza, a little pasta, and then I'll get, like, one of these cream-topped pizza things. But I'm sure they have other ones. I think there's like a peach cobbler pizza or something. I don't know.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Dude, for the price, I don't know how they make any money. Matter of fact, I was talking to my wife about this on yesterday because we're talking about something. And she looked up and they had a sign by the register, bottled water, 39 cents. And like they sell, what is it? Dasani? Yeah, Dasani, yeah. I think. 39 cents for a bottle of Dasani? Like, that's fucking cheap. You know what I mean?
That is.
Like, some people would be like, why would I pay money for water? But, like, you know, a case of Dasani water is like $6-7.
Mm-hmm.
So, 39 cents, like, they're making like 5 cents off of that.
Oh, that's so good.
But, yeah, but you know, you have the fountain drink. So, like, why would you get water? You know, right. if you're getting unlimited pizza for $7 or $8, like, just get the drink.
Right.
But it was fine. It was good. We had a good time. My wife got some pizza, but my wife likes to be different.
Uh-oh.
And so she always requests a taco pizza.
So she
had them make her own personal taco pizza. Which is very simple. It's just the crust and then taco sauce on top and then lettuce and cheese.
Yeah, but it's also brand new, brought out.
That's true. And they don't put it on the bar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this particular place does not have taco pizza on the bar. Some of the other ones that I've been to do have it on the bar. This one does not. And we've been to this one like 2 or 3 times. So she got her own personal taco pizza. And it was good. I mean, I didn't try. I took a bite of it, but I don't like it.
And it's still under the flag of the whatever it is, $7.99.
Oh, yeah. You don't pay extra. Like, if you want them to make you a pizza, you just tell them and they'll bring it to you.
Dang. So she was living the baller life at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Father's Day, but for her, really, it was Mother's Day.
Sure. You're sure. Yeah, she ate most of it, and then her brother ate a couple slices out of it. But nobody else touched it.
I like a taco pizza. Yum, yum.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. So this morning –
Except that – was it chicken? No, pepperoni.
The pepperoni jalapeno. Dude, I'm telling you, that shit is good. The next time – I made homemade pizza last Tuesday. Because I haven't done it in a while, and homemade pizza is the best.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get much better. You got to know how to do it properly, because you can F up the crust and make it a little too dense, and then it tastes a little too bready. You don't want it to taste too bready. But I did make homemade pizza. I just did a cheese and pepperoni. I didn't do anything special to it. But let me tell you, they gobbled that shit up.
Of course they did. You're Italian.
Well, that's true. But so this morning I woke up at 6:30, and I made myself some coffee, black, mm-hmm. no cream, because mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. a psychopath. That's a thing. But I don't know if you ever read that. If you like to drink your coffee black, you have like some kind of psychosis.
What?
Yeah, you never heard that?
No.
There was like a study. I think it came out like a year or 2 years ago.
Hmm.
It's like a thing. You're a psychopath if you prefer black coffee over anything else. I think that's ridiculous. So I love my black coffee. I'm probably also a psychopath, so it's fine.
I wouldn't know because I only drink iced tea.
Mm. So I made this some coffee with, let me tell you, this is totally off the cuff.
Uh-oh.
I have realized. So, you know, I was doing the keto thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I failed at that miserably, and I went back to normal shit eating.
Welcome to CC's Pizza.
Yes, but over the last 2 weeks, I've realized something. I literally have to quit eating sugar and flour.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because when I have anything with sugar and flour, I fall asleep at like 7 o'clock. This has happened literally every day the past 2 or 3 weeks that I've made anything with sugar and flour. I fall asleep at 7 and either like wake up in the middle of the night or the next day or whatever. It's terrible. I hate it. So instead of sugar, I bought some organic honey.
Mm.
It is so good.
Yeah. Is it salted honey?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It is not. Salted honey, really? That sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I might put some salt in my honey. Matter of fact, I got to get some salt because I ran out of my Celtic salt today.
You and the Celtic salt.
I love that Celtic salt.
I know you do.
You don't need a whole lot. Matter of fact, my wife likes it because you need very little mm-hmm. to get the flavor. I always like a lot of salt. I don't need as much with the Celtic salt because it is very flavorful. But anyways, so I bought organic raw honey a couple weeks ago.
Mm.
So instead of like anything else in my coffee, I just do when I drink my oolong, I put in a teaspoon of raw organic honey, and it is just the right sweetness. Plus, it's honey, so it's very good for you. And then with my coffee, I do a little dab of half and half, or not buttermilk. What's the other one? Whatever, it doesn't matter. And then a teaspoon of the raw organic honey. Very good.
Wow.
So I had that, and then I remembered. So my after this whole CC's ordeal yesterday, everyone came to the house, which is very odd because my wife hates having people at the house. But my in-laws were here, and her brother was here, which is really funny because her and her brother literally have not talked for years.
Really?
So they used to live so after – I can't remember when it was, but there was something, and they lived together for a while. But like he was not the best of people at one point. You know what I mean? Like, I think he was maybe into drugs. I don't know the whole story, but I think he might've been into drugs and like sketchy stuff. And she wasn't into that, 'cause you know, she had Reagan. Anyways, he ended up moving out and she bought the house from him because the house was about to be foreclosed 'cause he wasn't paying his bills. So she bought the house from him. And when I met her, like that's the house that I moved into. Anyways, long story, for a long time they didn't talk, but like over the last year they've gotten better and now like now they're in talking terms. So he was there and it was nice, right? Like, 'cause it's kind of awkward when you go to family reunions and like you see my wife not talking to her brother.
I was going to say, was he at any of these like holidays or family reunions?
Yeah, he's at most of them.
Oh, and that, so it's just awkward, like, just an awkwardness.
Well, I don't know about awkward for anybody else, but it's just it feels weird to me. And like, not like I talk to my brothers all the time, but like, you know, when I actually see them, I'm like, hey, what up? You know, like it's not like weird,
right?
Like that thing was weird. So, anyways, for the last few months, like they've been pretty good, and good. And so like he was there. And his kids were there. He recently got separated from his wife. So he was there with his kids. And we had Reagan and Zoe there. And her parents were there. And and it was good. Like, usually there's more people. But there's been – after my wife's grandma died, there was, like, this weird thing with her family where, like, they basically just, like, split in half. I don't know what the deal is. So, so it was just that. And it was good. You know, like, I had to go to the ATM and get some money so Zoe and Rain go play in the arcade. And we had a good time chatting, eating pizza. And then when we were getting ready to go, somebody said something about going to my house. And I'm like, ha, 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 my wife's going to shut that down. And she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And I said, what? So everyone came to my house. And,
wow.
And fortunately, it's clean, so it didn't matter. But, so everyone's hanging out, and then the women ruined it because my father-in-law's had a safe here for a couple months. And he's like, can we throw the safe in the back of my truck? I said, yeah, that's fine. So so my wife's brother's like, you should have told him no. And I was like, why? He's like, that safe's heavy as shit. And I was like, yeah, I know that what the safe's like. I helped bring it in here. It is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 400 pounds.
Sheesh.
Because not only is it a safe and it's already heavy, but my father-in-law is one of these kind of prepper types. So he's got like gold bars in his safe.
Yes, of course.
so we did not pick it up and take it outside. We somehow decided to have three grown-ass men kind of roll the safe down across my garage and across the driveway into my father-in-law's truck.
Now, how the hell is your father-in-law going to get that out of his trunk into his house?
Listen, that's not my problem.
Oh, terrible.
So we're all hanging out there, and then like the women start showing up, and I'm like, whoa, bros. You see, this is dude party. But it was fine. Like, you know, my mother-in-law came out there, and then my wife was out there, and Rain came out there. The kids had a great time. Zoe was actually very excited. Zoe said yesterday was the best day of the entire summer.
Wow. And the summer hasn't even really started.
It's been like a week. Because, like, you know, she's been at home with Reagan. But Reagan, like, basically all Reagan does is, like, go on YouTube and play like one or two different games. And so Zoe like has nothing to do. So she like watches YouTube and plays one or two games.
Yeah.
and like draws a little bit. So I think this week I'm going to get her. She's been wanting to get into programming. So
I thought she wanted to do Ninja Warrior.
Well, she still does that.
Oh, okay. I thought she'd be out in the backyard jumping on a jungle gym.
No. She still does that. They're out for summer, but she does that once a week.
Okay.
But not during the summer. So she's been asking about programming for a couple months. So I think tomorrow while I'm at work, I'm going to sign her up for some programming classes because they have those for kids. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And I think it'll be good. It might keep her entertained and like stir up the intellect a little bit.
Yeah, not wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. So she had a great time because my brother-in-law's got two boys and a girl.
Uh-huh.
I think one of the boys is a year older than Zoe. The other one is a couple months younger. And then the girl is 5, so like 3.5 years younger.
Nice.
But it was cool. So like they went out and rode bikes around the neighborhood the whole time. We were in a very safe neighborhood. So they were riding bikes the whole time. And they liked that. And then like Zoe is great with them. When I woke up this morning at 6:30, I was like, oh, Heather said that Zoe. So Zoe last night said she was going to make waffles for everyone for breakfast.
Because
that is her favorite thing to do. So I looked at the box and there was not a whole lot. So I was like, all right, now before I go to work, I'll go get some in the morning. So I woke up at 6:30. I went to the store and I bought some waffle mix and some milk and almond milk because we're out of that. And as soon as I pulled into the house, like Zoe was waking up and like all the kids were up. So I just left the stuff out for her and she made waffles for everybody.
How did that happen that you had a sleepover? Obviously it was unplanned sleepover.
Oh, so like all the kids were having a great time riding bikes and my wife's brother was like, all right, we're going to go. And his little girl, she's like, but we're having so much fun. And Zoe's like, can they stay over? And I looked at my wife because I figured she would say no.
No, you looked over and thought, she's going to shut that shit down.
Yeah.
Like at CC's.
Well, so I looked over at her and I just like, you know, raised my shoulders. I was like, I don't care. And she's like, yeah, just let them stay. I was like, what's happening right now? Where has my wife gone?
What is the summer going to turn into?
So he left and the kids stayed here. And it was fine. So Reagan and I went to get some groceries and I went to get my Nolets last night and some tonic.
Does your brother-in-law, like, could you tell he appreciated that?
So I think he was a little unsure.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, like, they don't like talk a whole lot. Like, it's gotten better.
Yeah.
But for years, they didn't really talk a whole lot. And then, like, you know, the youngest ones, like, just turned 5. So, like, granted, we're adults and we have kids. But, like, maybe he felt a little bit like, I don't want to impose.
Sure.
Because apparently he came by, like, 8 o'clock in the morning to pick him up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My wife texted him and said, hey, like, don't worry about the kids. They're fine. They're already up. Zoe made them with waffles. And he's like, cool, I'm about to go laundry. I'm coming to pick them up.
Nice.
Anyways, so Zoe made blueberry waffles.
Nice.
She loves making waffles. And that's what she did. She was up this morning, and she told me all about it, like what happened last night. Like, Kira had a bad dream. The little girl had a bad dream. Aww. And they had to move the Barbies out of the room. And then they all went to sleep, and then the boys woke up in the middle of the night, and, like, everybody just slept in Zoe's bed. And, like, it was so funny. So I was like, hey, I got you the mix for this and that and the other, and the kids were all upstairs. And so Zoe went upstairs. She's like, come on, guys, I'm making breakfast. Go sit on the table. So, like, they all sat on the table while Zoe was making the waffles, and it was funny. Like, so the thing is, like, Zoe's the youngest, right? So Reagan's obviously older. She's 15, almost 16. So she can't tell Reagan what to do. And then at her mom's house, she's got two other siblings. They're how old are they? 11, 12, and 13 or 14, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the youngest. So she can't, like, tell anybody what to do anything. But it was cool because having these young kids here, like, she was the adult. You know what I'm saying? And they did did great. Like, they didn't make a mess. Like, there was nothing to clean up. They weren't being rowdy or anything. Like, as soon as their dad left, like, they were awesome.
That's great.
And Zoe was in charge.
Yeah, this sounds like a great sleepover.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. So I went to work. And so my wife texts me. She's like, what do you want to do for Father's Day? Oh, she's like, what do you do when you're going to... She's like, what time are you getting off? I said, I don't know, about noonish. And she says, well, where do you want to go when you get off? Oh, no, she said, what do you want to do when you get off? And I said, retire. Okay, amen. And she said, I can't remember what she said, something about, like, I mean, right now, not in the future. And I said, well, time doesn't exist, so I'll just retire. And she said, no, like, what do you actually want to do? And I was like, I don't want to do anything. I was like, you guys going to make some lunch or whatever? Like, we'll just do that. I was like, it's just another day. And she's like, but it's Father's Day. And I was like, it's been Father's Day for 9 years, every single day. Like, it's just another day. I don't know, like, how she... I don't know how she took that. I almost feel like she didn't appreciate it. But I feel like that's a pretty good sentiment to have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but she probably wanted to do something special for you, that's all.
But I said, like, whatever the kids want to do.
No, I think your responses are very, very nice and understanding and letting her know I don't really care to do anything. No big deal.
Yeah,
but I think she wanted to make it into a big deal for you.
I mean, maybe. But then, like, I said, whatever the girls want to do. And she's like... Well, they're going to want to go to Frankie's or what's the other place? Whatever, that other place. What's that place called?
Chipotle?
No, the arcade place.
Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's. She's like, they're probably going to go to Frankie's, Dave and Buster's. And I was like, all right, whatever, that's fine. And then she's like, but we got to pay this credit card bill. Because Nick Wetmore.
Uh-oh.
My wife this week found my C2E2 credit card bill.
I remember you mentioned that, and I hope there's a good story with that one, because I'm sure I would have a really good one.
I mean, it's a story. I don't know how good it is.
Well, good for me, not for you.
So I'm at work, right? And and I get a text. And so the text reads... Do I have my phone here? Shit, no, it's in the other room.
Is the text just a series of numbers, and then you all of a sudden figure it was just like 212987, and then you're like, what's this? That's the amount you spent at C2E2 this year? Question mark. It's like, oh, shit.
So here's the way it goes. So I'm at work, okay? I am literally in a meeting. Okay, I'm in a meeting. I always have my phone in my pocket and my headphones plugged into them. Because when I'm at work, I have my headphones in one ear, not two, one ear. Mm-hmm. Because I'm listening to podcasts all day long. And so, I'm in a meeting, not paying attention. But like, I have to be there because it's a, you know, in-person meeting. If it was a conference call, I could just, not be on it. But because it's an actual meeting, I'm there. But I'm not there. I'm listening to my podcast. Yes. So I'm in this meeting, and I'm listening to my podcast. And when I'm at work, I have the phone in silent mode.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because I don't check my phone at work really. Mm-hmm. If I go to the bathroom, I'll check it or whatever. My wife gets so mad. Because Reagan does the same thing. Like, if I don't reply within, like, 2 minutes, it's like, hello. And I'm like, hello, I'm at work. So anyways.
As you're like, all right, you want me to be responsive on my phone, but the only thing you guys should be writing to me while I'm at work is, this is a huge emergency.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. No one understands that.
But it is never... remotely close to an emergency.
Yeah.
So
you know what I haven't had in a long time? A payday candy bar. Well, that's great to know at 1:15 in the afternoon while I'm at work. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get those all the time. My wife is famous for those kind of texts. How she hasn't realized that I don't reply for like hours at a time sometimes, I don't know. Because it's literally every day. And so you would think that she would figure it out. But anyways.
And my wife's very similar. Except she has to have the last word while texting.
Mm.
So I preemptively don't even answer the text unless I have to. And she gets so pissed at that. And I'm like, yeah, but if I responded like to the payday, I haven't had a payday in ages. If I responded like, oh, that's good. Or whatever. Oh, do you want me to get you one on my way home from work? Then she has to have the last word, no matter what. No matter what it is, it has to be the last text word. So I don't even answer, figuring, well, you got the last word.
Mm.
We're all done. Nope.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes, I agree. So, I'm in this meeting. Uh-huh. I have one headphone in, so I can kind of pay attention. And my podcast cuts off like five times in a row, right? Because remember, my phone's on silent, so it's not actually beeping. Mm-hmm. So it just like cuts off the sound for a second. And I'm like, the first time I'm like, well, dang, what happened to my podcast? The second time I'm like, something's happening. By the third time, I'm like, oh, I must be getting texts. And look, I'm not going to – I'll listen to a podcast in a meeting. But I'm not going to be so rude as to take my phone out in the meeting. You know what I mean?
I don't know which one's worse. But go on.
So after it's not an important meeting, trust me. So after the meeting's over, I check my phone, and I literally have like 9 messages from my wife. Okay, back to back to back to back to back to back. And the you know, every time when you check the messages, it's always the last one pops up first. And so it reads – I wish I had my phone with me because I'd read them to you.
I wish you did too.
But it reads something to the effect of, did you really spend X amount on comic books?
Uh-oh.
So I was like, oh, she must have found my C2E2 bill.
And then did you just respond no? But in your head, it's like, well, I didn't lie to her, but I spent that amount on original art. But she doesn't need to know that. Well, no, I didn't spend that on comic books. How dare you?
Nick, remember, I believe in 100% honesty.
Mm.
So I read this message, and I was like, oh, she must have found my C2E2 credit card bill. So I scroll up a few, and like they're all related to this. I'm like, for sure she's found my C2E2 credit card bill.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess like she probably came home for lunch and got the mail, and there was like a bill in there for my credit card. And she normally doesn't see it because I always get the mail and whatever. So I'm like, oh, she found my C2E2 bill. And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, how do I reply to this? Right.
Well, now, with complete honesty, well, like you just said.
Exactly. So with complete honesty. But like how – with what wording do I want to use? Right? Because because there is a thing about women where like women don't necessarily speak – sorry, ladies that listen to the show. I know it's like 40% of you. But like women don't use the same words as men do, right? Like and even when women use the same words as men, they don't mean the same thing, right? So I'm trying to like – pick what words I'm going to choose. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm not even going to bother. So
did you respond with, yep, you're right?
So I responded.
Did you really spend this amount? I would just be like, I sure did. And you know that would just send her into a tailspin.
Yes. So I responded with something to the effect of, well, no, I didn't spend X on comics. I also paid for my room that weekend on this card. I paid for all my beer this weekend on that card. I think some of the food went on that card. Yeah. And yes, I did buy comics, but I also
trip to the strip club. Yes,
no, but I said yes, I did buy comics, but I also bought original art. And I can't remember like what else I said. And
then did you do the ellipses? Happy Father's Day to me.
Nope. And so that's how I replied. And so she replies, how could you spend that much money in 3 days?
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, look, I don't ask for anything for my birthday. I don't ask for anything for Christmas, for Father's Day. This is my one week in the year where I get to hang out with my friends and enjoy the things that I enjoy. Because, I mean, like, I thought about it. I was like, how do I reply, right? So if I want to be passive-aggressive, I can be like, well, you know, you buy a bottle of wine a day. But, like, what does that accomplish, right? Nothing.
Nothing.
That would just make her mad, because then that puts the problem back on her.
Yeah, it just caused resentment.
And there's, number one, there's no problem. Number two, yeah, the fuck I spent that money. Who cares? So because
now, is this the epicenter of why you didn't go to Heroes this weekend?
No, because I was at work. That's why I did not go to Heroes. And my plan was to go to Heroes Saturday after I got off of work. But then Friday, my wife's like, "Hey, we're having lunch with my parents and my brother on Saturday," and I was like, "Heroes," and she's like, "But we're having lunch with my parents." And I was like, all right.
I need you there.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I could have gone today when I got off work. Because, I mean, I would still be there early enough. I would have been there at, like, 1 o'clock. It's only, like, 45 minutes to an hour. But, like, Sundays are never as good. Right? Like, if you're there all day, then maybe, right? Because you can, like, browse boxes and whatever. But remember, like, when I go to Heroes, I take my kids with me.
Right.
And it's not like the same as the C2E2 experience where I'm by myself with friends, right? I'm there with my kids and it's just, it's not the same. So yeah, I could have gone today, but it would just, it wouldn't have been the same. I would have only been there for like 3 hours and I was just like, yeah, fuck it.
Not
worth it. But yeah. So, so that's the story. My wish, I mean, if she's mad, I don't know about it. Because, like, I got home, and she was fine, and they went to Target and came back, and she was fine, and yesterday she was fine, or Friday she was fine, yesterday she was fine, today she was fine. So, whatever.
Yeah, you just never enjoy those type of conversations.
Well, I mean, I guess, but, like, you know, with my outlook on life, I just need to I've learned how to reply to these kind of questions where they don't seem maybe as bad as somebody might think.
Right.
Because I will say this. I did spend a lot of money at C2E2.
On beer alone.
I mean, on beer alone, I probably spent like $200.
Right.
And that's not including the CGC books that I got, which I had a few. That's not including the original art that I got, which I got a few pages. You know, it's not including the room and board for the weekend or the – matter of fact, the Ubers were on that credit card too. So, I mean, yes. Did I spend over $1,000? Yes. Was it worth it? Yes. Did I get stuff that I wanted? Yes. Did I enjoy myself? Yes.
Oh.
You know, like, I mean, I don't ask for anything. You know what I mean?
Right. You're a simple man.
I am a very simple person. You know, once a year, I like to go and splurge. Good for me. That's the way I look at it.
Good for you.
And like I said, my wife is apparently not mad.
Good.
She was maybe mad when she found the bill. But I guess she accepted my explanation.
Maybe she wasn't mad. Maybe she was just a little shocked by it.
Maybe she was confused.
Which was fine. She could be shocked. That's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was nowhere near as bad. Like, as soon as I saw the text, I was like, oh my God, she's going to be so pissed. But then when I replied, and I was like, meh, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
So funny.
And like, you know, like, here's the thing, Nick. This wouldn't work for me, actually. Never mind. I was going to say, like, I could be like, hey, look, I make X amount. And just, like, knock, whatever, $100 off each week. You know what I mean? And just put that in a different account and be like, that's my play money. I don't even do that. because I don't even know how much I make. My wife knows because she looks at the bank account 30 times a day. I don't care.
Yeah, but you also don't want to be doing that or throwing something back in her face.
Oh, for sure not.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, never, you guys are equals in this, and you know you're aiming towards the same goal.
Well, so, and you know that's never, all that matters. Never make your problem somebody else's problem.
Right.
So yes. By the way, I found someone that is more pretentious than we are.
Really?
Let me read you this message.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Sure.
The message reads, one disorderly conduct. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's the name of a drink. Because attached to this is a picture of a drink. What follows next is the most pretentious recipe I have ever read in my life. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Sure.
One disorderly conduct. Cavassier, very special. Russell's Reserve single barrel bourbon. Now, you think bourbon doesn't seem very fancy, but Russell's Reserve single barrel, that sounds fancy. Dolin Blanc. Never heard of it. Looked it up. Apparently some kind of vermouth. Also a very pretentious drink. Toasted white pepper syrup. What? Who puts this in their drinks?
Wow.
And finally, Angostura bitters. Didn't I look it up? Have no idea what that means.
But it's just like fancy bitters?
I mean, I guess. Angostura bitters.
Wow, who is this person?
We're not going to call this person out. We will just name him Lay Juving.
I thought that's who it was. So fancy. You're so fancy.
My reply to him was, you are not just the best, but the most pretentious of all of us. I am so proud.
Yes. 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 He does add fruit to his beer too.
He does. Listen, let me tell you something, Nick. This is this is not a thing to make fun of Lay Juving at all. Whoever this Lay Juving might be. This is actually a very serious topic of conversation. Because, you know, as you know, I try to be a simple person. I try. It doesn't always work out, but I try. However, here's what I will say. I don't like a lot of fancy things. In fact, I don't like most fancy things. But but let me say this. There is something about, like, finding, like, pleasure in simple things. And I'm talking about, like, a lot of pleasure in simple things, right? So, like, this gin. I went to the liquor store yesterday. And I know the lady. I'm very familiar with her. I went. I said hello. I went to the gin section. I grabbed my knowledge from the top shelf, and I went to the counter. And she runs the place, but she's never checked me out before. So it's the first time. And so I put my thing down, and I was like, oh crap, I forgot gin. So I went to the other side because I don't know how it is in Chicago. Liquor laws are very weird here. So you can have a liquor store, but the liquor store can only sell liquor and mixers for the liquor. If you want beer or wine or like gin or ginger ale or anything, sodas, it needs to be separate.
Wow.
So you need you need to walk out of the liquor section and walk into the other side of the building, which is the beer, wine, soda, whatever section.
Good old prohibition laws. Good to see that they're still around.
Yes. So it's like, I need to get gin. So I go to this section, and they still don't have my goddamn favorite treat tonic. So I had to go get Seagram's, which is fine. But it's not Fever Tree. Fever Tree's the best.
Did you yell at the other woman, the woman that owns the place?
Well, no.
When are you going to get that in?
No, I told her last time I was there. Because,
yeah, you
because
should remind her.
I was there, and I went to get gin, and they had Fever Tree, what is it? Ginger ale and maybe root beer, some other thing. And I was like, why don't you guys have the Fever Tree tonic? And she's like, I didn't know Fever Tree made tonic. And I said, what kind of liquor store do you run? I didn't say that, but I thought about it. I said, yeah, they do. It's delicious. And the thing is, she is also a gin drinker.
You should be all over then, reminding her yet again.
Well, I did remind her. I went and grabbed the Seagram's and I paid for it. And as I was walking out, I was like, don't forget to order the Fever Tree tonic.
Good.
And she said, crap, I forgot last time. So anyways.
but at least you reminded her. That's good.
So when I put my tonic on the counter, again, she had never took me out. She says, oh, you drink the fancy stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, this is not the fancy stuff. Like, it's not cheap, but it's not fancy. You know what I mean? Like, it's $35 a bottle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get, like, cheap gin for $14, I think, is where they start at.
Tell her it's for me, Martin Ferretti? Then she's like, ah, yes, Martin Ferretti.
But by no means is it fancy. But it is on the top shelf, you know? But, like, the next one up from the Knowledge is probably Hendrix, and that's $60. So like it is a quote unquote fine gin. But you know, when you have like 8 shelves of gin and the rest are like Seagram's and New Amsterdam or whatever, I guess it's fancy. Anyway, so she's like, oh, you drink the fancy gin. And I will say it is a very fancy bottle. It is a dark glass, dark tinted glass. And it has a metal cap, a steel cap. The cap weighs more than the bottle. It's very fancy.
I'm not sure if Le Jeuvin is the most pretentious, just to let you know. From what I'm hearing right now, I'm not sure.
Anyways, maybe. So she's like, oh, you drink the fancy stuff. And I said, I don't know about fancy stuff, but I like the good stuff. Because here's the thing. I'm okay with drinking fancy stuff or eating fancy stuff, but it's not so much about that. Like, I want to get, like, I want to have good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need a bunch of stuff, but like, if I'm going to spend some good money on something, I want it to be worthwhile.
Sure. Now,
so if I spend $400 on this CGC comic, then it's got to be worth it to me.
You want to know what you're getting.
I want to know what I'm getting. In fact, last night, I bought a comic.
Oh, nice.
I think I got a good deal on it.
Okay.
It was I spent $250 on it. Mm-hmm. It was I think a 6.0 CGC or 6.5 CGC. Real Fat Comics number 6. First appearance of Tommy Tomorrow. I'm very excited to get that book.
Was this on an eBay purchase?
It was not on an eBay purchase, but it was on an auction site.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. When is that expected to arrive?
It should be here Wednesday or Thursday.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Did you break your comics out of CGC?
This one I will be breaking out of CGC, yes.
Okay, just curious.
Because like, the cover is fine, but it's not like anything special. Right, okay. The solar covers are gorgeous. Matter of fact, I was just talking about this on VCP because Duan asked me about the book, and I have it on my wall actually to my right, because it's a beautiful cover. I think the Solar Man of the Atom covers from the 60s are gorgeous. So that one is up, and I'm not breaking out of the case.
When are we going to see pictures of this man cave?
At some point. I haven't framed the art yet.
Okay, all right.
I haven't framed
the art. By the end of the summer, will we see pictures?
Oh, you'll probably see pictures in the next couple of weeks, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's really weird. It's actually been harder to find frames that I like than to find art that I like.
Sure. Nice.
Yeah. So they'll be framed and up hopefully by the end of the month.
Love it.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Yep. But I've been talking too much, Nick. What's been up with you, man?
Oh, you talk away, my friend.
Oh, welcome to the Nerd Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore.
Yes. Yeah. It's the season of the cha-cha.
The season, yes, what he said.
Yes. Yeah.
What he said. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, Nick.
Hmm.
This episode is episode 199.
Ooh.
Which means next episode is episode 200.
200.
200.
What are we going to do with ourselves?
Can you believe that? We are going to do exactly the same thing we do every episode. The first episode of this podcast, entitled Nerds in the Closet, because I don't know if you remember this, but when we started this podcast, I was recording from my bedroom closet.
Yes, I do remember that.
Launched August 6th of 2019. So
2019?
Or 2015, sorry.
Okay.
So it is almost 4 years to the date.
Wow.
And we have published 200 episodes of this fantastic show.
It has its ups and downs. Are we going to take questions for our big mammoth 200 episode?
Oh, I like it. Here's what's going to happen. I want everyone to tweet at Nick Wetmore, at Geekvine. Let's do hashtag NL200.
I like it.
Hashtag NL200. We want all of your questions. Because
is there any topics that are off limit?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
There are no topics that are off limits.
Oh, man. And let's say, when's this episode going to go up, Martin?
This episode will be out June 19th.
Okay.
So you have, I guess we're recording episode 2. Oh, that's not going to work.
No, it'll work.
No, you know what? Listen. This podcast does not do things like every other podcast. Okay?
Uh-oh.
So this episode 199 will be out June 19th, which technically the day that we would record episode 200 would be June 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So you have until June 26th to submit questions to hashtag NL200. Which means it may come out on episode 202. Who knows? Because it's just a number.
It is not just a number. It's going to be a very special number.
You sound like my wife. It's not just any day. It's Father's Day.
Eh. Yeah. Yeah. And how much did we spend on what?
What? Never heard of it. What's a comic? Never bought one in my life. So you have until June 26th to submit your questions to hashtag N as in Nigel, L as in Larry, 200. And we'll answer your questions not on episode 200, but on maybe 201 or 202.
Sounds like you're thinking a little too much here.
Am I?
Yeah, why can't we record episode 200 next Sunday? So this episode gets released on the 19th, Wednesday, and then people have till Saturday to do hashtag NL200, and then on Sunday we record.
All right. They have until Sunday then. So you have until June 23rd.
There we go.
To That's submit it. Your questions to NL, hashtag NL200, and it may show up on episode 200.
And now we can really, you know what these questions are going to bring?
Ooh, yes, what?
Since no topic is off limits, these questions will really tell us our audience.
Ooh, yes.
Because we always hear from the vocal, I'm guessing minority, could be majority, that You guys never talk about comics. You guys never talk about comics. When are you going to talk about comics? Well, guess what? If we get 90% comic focused, that might influence our show and the way it leans. If it's just about goofy stuff, pinkies up stuff, well, then we know what we're doing. Could this change Nerdy Legion moving forward? Could the Legionnaires change Nerdy Legion?
Nope.
Absolutely, Dave Martin. Not really. But absolutely they could change it. But not really.
Yeah, but you know what? The questions that always start with, why don't you guys ever talk about comics, always end with, I love how you guys don't always talk about comics.
The scary thing is, those questions that I see, you see a lot more than I do, but the ones that I see are always like people will post those up on Tuesday, and then our episode releases on Wednesday, and it's a complete comic book episode. And it just so happened, like, the stars aligned, and all of a sudden we did this mega comic book episode. It's always like, there you go. All right, enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
By the way,
hashtag NL200.
Last week's episode, one of our most popular of all time.
Really? Mm-hmm. How many one-star reviews did we get?
I didn't even check.
Darn it.
But, hello, I'm Geraldo Rivera.
I'm the one in the red bandana.
Hello, I'm Geraldo Rivera. Received 10,501 unique listeners.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know what would be great, since you see the analytics here and there? I want questions from the ladies. I want international questions. I want to get this international love fest going. The summer of love has begun. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is the perfect and you know what? The ladies can ask questions that they might not be able to ask their boyfriends or husbands or girlfriends.
That's true.
And do they want people that are very experienced? You know, we are doctors in healthcare and medicine, as well as psychology and psychiatry. No, we're not. Not at all.
We are.
There's no educated analysis going on. We're not Dr. Phil. But could we answer it from an average Legionnaire point of view? Yes, we could.
Maybe.
I would say we could. They might want to know how we tick. You know what I'm saying? They might want to know stuff.
That's true.
I mean, you gave me some in-depth information about bidets. See how professional we are? We started the episode talking about bidets. We're ending the episode talking about bidets. We're pretty good.
That is pretty good. That's true. This podcast is the best. I will give you that.
It could be done without you, Martin Ferretti.
I don't know about that. Because we will have a very special guest fill-in co-host to the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore. Faithful listener of the show, Gundy, will be joining, from what I understand. So see, if you are a faithful listener, you too can join the show. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
If we like you.
Right.
I mean, if we don't like you, good luck. You're not going to be on the show.
Listen, when Martin has to leave, do we want the Nerdy Legion train to stop rolling down the tracks? Just because he's going off on his spirit quest, should we all just become stagnant in the water and have flies buzzing around us? No. This train's got to keep moving.
And I got to say this. I met Gundy at C2E2.
Yes.
And I have to say that if I had to pick anyone to take over the shenanigans, the amount of garbage that spews out of my mouth on this show, I could think of very few people better than Gundy.
Well, they're very big shoes to fill. But when you go off on your spirit quest, you know what? When you come back from that mountain after dropping all those heavy psychedelics for that month,
I can't wait.
Just imagine when you have that one earbud in and you're staring off into space in this god-awful three-hour meeting that you're sitting in. And you're trying to pay attention, but your eyes are glazed over and you're listening to that one earbud. and it's Gundy and I going back with little audio theatrics going on in your ear, you're just going to smile
and be like,
I wish I still had heavy hallucinogens during my vision quest, but I'm stuck here at work for the next 3 hours.
Let me tell you this. When I go on my vision quest, if goddamn J.J. Bittenbinder shows up, I'm going to be so mad.
Obviously, you must be way too drunk, because obviously you forgot how sweet that J.J. Bittenbinder mustache is.
It is sweet.
Yeah, we both are very jealous that we can't grow mustaches like that.
It is very sweet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The only person with a better mustache is Geraldo Rivera.
That's true. That's very true. Mm-hmm. Those two are 1A and 1B.
Wait, what has happened to the show? We've been recording for an hour and a half? How is this possible?
Welcome to the Dirty Legion, buddy.
Wait, what? I swear it's been like 10 minutes.
No, I could go through like 50 topics you've been on.
What is going on to the show?
You have let the gin has flowed through you, my friend. Oh, it has been luxurious. And you know what? On Wednesday, when you're in that 3 hour meeting, put that one earbud in and give this episode a listen. You might find, hey, I'm saying a lot of stuff right now. It's been glorious.
Like, man, who's this Martin guy? He talks a lot.
He's drunk.
Oh man, I didn't even realize it. Really? Hour and a half?
It'd be better if you told me right now, I don't think I even recorded this. That would be the best capper of the entire episode.
Oh wait, am I recording? I'm just kidding. Wow, I can't believe it's been an hour and a half. That's insanity.
No. Hey, welcome to the Nerdy Legion.
See, this should prove to everyone, time does not exist.
Mm.
It is totally relative. By the way, I watched a couple of Philip K. Dick lectures this past week, and I rewatched an old lecture by Grant Morrison.
Dang.
I put links up on my Twitter, not Twitters up on my links. I put links up on my Twitter account. I got to find the tweet. I don't remember. So just look at my Twitter. You'll find them. And watch them, because they're awesome. Philip K. Dick is just fucking fascinating. I keep getting confused. I just reread – well, sorry, Mike. I just re-listened to End of Eternity by Isaac Asimov.
Ooh,
and for some reason, if you never read it, by the way, go check that out, nerdlegion.com/audible, and get that book for free. And I always get it confused with The Adjustment Team by Philip K. Dick. Also made into a movie with, oh God, what's his name? A not very good movie called The Adjustment Bureau by, God damn it, what's his name? The guy from The Martian.
Matt Damon.
With Matt Damon and the hottie from A Quiet Place. What's her name?
Holy mackerel. I had her name and then it just popped out of my head, but I know who you're talking about. John Krasinski's wife.
Yes, John Krasinski's wife. Sorry, John Krasinski, to be talking about your wife, but I love her.
She's great
and gorgeous. Speaking of gorgeous, the trailer, this is why the show has been an hour and a half and I don't remember. Because the transitions are amazing.
Are flawless.
They're amazing on the show.
They're flawless. It's like we've edited this show together.
You know, I always wonder why people listen to this show. And I have just figured it out. Because I just went from, sorry, John Krasinski, your wife is hot, to I just watched this trailer. And somehow it was a flawless transition. The trailer for Dr. Sleep came out this week.
Ooh.
I know you're not a horror person.
No.
I am a horror person.
Mm-hmm.
However, I am not a Stephen King person.
Mm.
Stephen King is garbage.
Mm.
But this trailer looks really good.
Neat. Who's in it?
The main character is not Mace Windu. What's his name? Ethan, nope, not Ethan Hawke, the other guy.
Kevin Bacon.
Nope, 6 degrees from him. The guy that played Luke's teacher. What's his name? I'm not a James Star Wars Earl guy. Jones. Yes, James Earl Jones is the main actor in this movie.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley, the Mandarin. The Mandarin movie is coming out with Ben Kingsley.
Alec Guinness came out of the grave to yes. be in
this Al movie. Capone is in this movie. What the hell's his name?
I don't know. I just named off Luke Skywalker's teachers.
God damn it.
His father, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. What was the actor?
Alec Guinness.
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, jeez. Okay, yes. Yes, okay.
Wow. Oh, I should have been more specific. In the prequels. Ewan McGregor is the main character in this book.
Oh, wow.
He is the little kid from The Shining.
Interesting.
Yes, but now grown up, obviously, because Ewan McGregor is not 12. Right. He's like 50.
That's neat.
I mean, I'm guessing. But the most exciting thing about this film is that Rebecca Ferguson is in this film. And she is by far my favorite person in the world. I think she is the most beautiful actress to ever have existed.
Wow.
She also happens to look like one of my ex-girlfriends. That's kind of weird, I know. But she's so hot.
That is a little weird.
She's the love interest in the Mission Impossible movies.
The wife?
Not the wife. The blonde.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's Rebecca Ferguson. She's in this flick. So I'm going to go see this against my better judgment because Rebecca Ferguson's in this movie.
Did you see The Greatest Showman? Because she was in that. And I know you don't like musicals. That's why I'm asking.
I did not see The Greatest Showman because I don't like musicals. However, Reagan tells me it's absolutely fantastic. It is her second favorite movie of all time behind Shazam.
Wow, smart woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second favorite. It was number one until she saw Shazam.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, the trailer looks good.
That's great. I'm going to have to check it out.
I don't know if you ever saw The Shining. I don't like The Shining. I think, you know what? That's the problem I have with Stephen King. I have never read any of his books because all the movies based on his books are absolute garbage.
Mm.
Aside from Maximum Overdrive, which is a brilliant masterpiece of filmmaking.
As well as a great soundtrack by AC/DC.
It has a great soundtrack by AC/DC. It's a terrible movie, but it's fun as shit. And Stephen King directed it, and he was completely wasted on crack cocaine, apparently.
Really?
When he directed. Yeah, apparently it was during his cocaine phase.
Wow.
So he directed it.
Way to go, Stephen King.
Way to go, Stephen King. But yeah, I'm going to go see this Dr. Sleep. My wife enjoyed it. Not as much as The Shining, but she enjoyed it. And she is the Stephen King nerd. But I'm going to force her to watch this with me so I can see Rebecca Ferguson on the big screen.
All of a sudden you become a Stephen King fan, huh? I wonder why.
Well, yes, I have to see this movie. It looks fantastic.
No, I'm saying from your wife's point of view. And she's like, you've never wanted to see any Stephen King before this. I wonder what's different.
Rebecca Ferguson's literally in like 3 seconds of the trailer. And I saw it, and I was like, yep, got to see it.
That's enough for me. Thank you.
Yep. As soon as she gets off the screen, I'm going to walk out of the theater.
Oh, jeez.
But no, the trailer looks, honestly, it looks good.
That's great.
And it's cool to see Ewan McGregor show up in that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He is a great actor. Very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Man, I feel like you haven't talked at all this episode.
Oh, I talked plenty. Just go back and listen to it.
I don't remember. I don't listen to podcasts. That's why you should listen. What's a podcast?
Only with one ear. Listen to it with one ear.
Good point. All right, I guess it's time to wrap it up then.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Nerd Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore. It's been fun. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's been great.
I love guesting on your show. It's great. You can find us, of course, at Nick Wetmore. Listen, everyone needs to follow at Nick Wetmore on Twitter because he's doing the hashtag Summer Soups.
Mm.
And it's been great to see those covers. I love those covers.
Yeah, it's been great.
I'm going to try to sneak in a Superman story if I can find one. Because on the next episode of the Batpod, we're going to be doing top three Batman Silver Age stories.
Ooh.
And so I told everybody I'm going to do top three Bob Haney stories.
Yeah.
But I would love to find a Batman Superman story in a like a Golden Age Superman book. I think that'd be fun. Anyways, you can find me at GeekFine. You can find the show at Nerd Legion. Don't forget, hashtag NL200 with your questions. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. I will have more knowledge. Have a good one.